Hello, and welcome to episode 8 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about nutrition and the gluten-free diet, exactly how much gluten is too much, sorghum flour breads, how to recover from a gluten bomb, risky skincare products, and a great recipe for end-of-the-summer tomato soup. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Remember, we'd like to hear your input for this program, so please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Now, the news. Gluten-free nutrition. Now that you've eliminated gluten grains from your diet, do you wonder what you might now be lacking in nutrition? Is it possible to replace the nutrients found in wheat, barley, rye, and oats? Of course it is. For tens of thousands of years, entire cultures have thrived without growing or consuming gluten grains. Alternative grains, along with fresh fruits and vegetables, provide more than adequate nutrition to the diet. But studies have shown that many gluten-free diets are low in fiber. Well, that's because some commercial gluten-free flour blends attempt to duplicate white flour. They're made primarily of white rice flour, tapioca starch, and potato starch. These products are nearly devoid of nutrition and contain almost no fiber. It's as nutritive as store-bought cheap white bread. If you didn't eat cheap white bread before, why start now that you're gluten-free? When making your own flour blends, inventing new recipes, or altering wheat flour recipes, try to include alternative grain products and nut flours that contain substantial amounts of fiber, protein, calcium, and iron, all nutrients found in whole grains. Quinoa, sorghum, teff, amaranth, brown rice, and millet flour are all very good grains to try. Exactly how much is too much? Your old friend gluten can still be found hanging out in some very unlikely places. Try looking at the ingredients of packaged dry fruit in fruit pie fillings, packaged cold cuts, sandwich spreads, canned meats, in salad dressing and condiments, prepared soups, flavored yogurt, flavored instant coffee, and yes, even in herbal tea. So, keeping in mind the accidental mishap, exactly how much gluten is an acceptable daily dose for a celiac? Several studies on the topic have determined that a daily gluten consumption limit is right between 10 and 100 milligrams, although the research is ongoing. It's important to keep in mind that each person has their own toxicity threshold. The more realistic and conservative dose would be 6 milligrams per day. So, how much in everyday terms is 6 milligrams? Well, it would be a fraction of the smallest aspirin pill in your house, which would be around 30 milligrams. Sorghum flour breads. In a struggle to create fluffy pancakes and breads? If so, sorghum flour might be your solution. At least that's what the USDA kitchens have been testing quite a lot lately. Convinced of its superiority over other grains, the American Agricultural Research Service has been researching several techniques to bake up the perfect sorghum bread, and here are a few of their findings. Sourdough is the easiest way to improve fluffiness and moisture. It's not imperative, but it does help stabilize the bread structure. Better than xanthan or guar gum, a thickener called HPMC, or hydroxypropyl methyl cellulose, helps to get a good crumb. Although chemically derived, HPMC has been found to yield the best results, and this is a commercially available food additive For instance, there is a product called Methicel K4M found at health food stores. And if you're tired of sinking loaves, the larger your bread pan is, the more likely your bread will collapse. So try to use small pans and bake more loaves. A good pan size might be 6 by 3 inches and 2 to 3 inches high. And now for some popular topics on celiac.com. Recovering from a gluten bomb. Accidental or careless gluten bombing at public restaurants is a painful event. If you're a wheat or gluten intolerant and have the genetic component that leads to celiac disease, there is no going back to gluten. As your body heals, you may think that you'll be able to cheat once in a while and that your sensitivity will decrease once you're not getting too much. Well, in fact, the opposite seems to be true. Once the body begins to get rid of its toxic load, heal damaged tissues, and regain health, it becomes more sensitive to gluten. You will know right away if you cheat or if you're accidentally glutened. Your body, fortunately or unfortunately, will tell you. It's important to learn techniques, therefore, to soothe your symptoms as much as possible until recovery takes place. Short-term treatment strategies for gluten exposure include taking an over-the-counter antihistamine, check with your pharmacist for gluten ingredients, or drinking nettle leaf tea, that's nettle leaf tea, a natural antihistamine, and also try using a warm castor oil pack over your upper or lower abdomen, wherever the pain and cramping are centered. Longer-term strategies include rebuilding your intestinal health through following an anti-inflammatory diet, taking supplements like L-glutamine, coconut oil, fat-soluble vitamins such as A, E, D, or K, calcium, magnesium, B vitamins, and essential fatty acids, or EFAs, and as well as probiotics. And Dr. Thomas O'Brien, a nationally recognized speaker on celiac disease and gluten sensitivity, also recommends carnitine, an amino acid, in the treatment of celiac or gluten intolerance. L-carnitine helps in the absorption and transport of essential fatty acids into cells and also helps to protect nerve membranes from free radical damage. Gluten on your skin. Should celiacs also avoid lotion and cosmetics that contain gluten? Well, researchers seem to agree that lipsticks and toothpaste should be gluten-free, but not topical products. But isn't it true that what goes on the skin also goes into the body? Well, according to the Good Housekeeping Institute, up to 60% of a product applied to the skin can be absorbed into the bloodstream. So why would any celiac risk applying skin products with gluten? Only because the doctor said there was no risk. And it's true. Very few doctors understand. But some have published a statement for guidelines in choosing personal care products. And it reads like this. Gluten sensitivity is a systemic immune reaction to gluten anywhere in the body, not just that entering the body via the gut. Therefore, topically applied lotions, creams, shampoos, etc. containing gluten would indeed provide a source of gluten to the body. Tomato soup recipe. Tomato season is closing. The summer is ending. And if you're a home gardener, then you'll be overrun by bushels of bright and ripe tomatoes right about now. You'll have already given out as many as any of your friends can tolerate. And it's time to think about a little tomato processing and storage. So here's a quick and easy all-purpose recipe. You'll need a half bushel of ripe tomatoes, one bunch of celery sliced thin, and two large onions chopped. So, boil these together until everything is well cooked, then strain to get the juice. And the writer of this recipe uses a Foley food mill. Then boil the juice and add 1 cup sugar, 1/2 cup butter, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Mix 1 cup of pre-dissolved cornstarch and stir in, and you'll probably end up with 8 to 12 quarts per batch. Season to the taste, and if you got a lot of leftovers, this is a great recipe to can and seal. It's not just a great soup, but it also makes a hearty base for casseroles or chili. That's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Again, we'd like to hear your input, so please write comments about what you thought of the program and what you'd like to hear covered in future programs. In addition, you'll find links to all the original articles on our blog site. So from Celiac.com, thank you for listening.